Craig Sloggett has made his way into the 18-yard box. Darren Cole, who scored an absolute screamer on Monday, is inside the box. And so is Patrick McLean. The whistle's been blown. One man on the wall as McDonough swings it towards the back post. And coming out to the back post, it's poked into the net. And the man with the goal is Owen Toll. Derry City have taken the lead here at Brandywell Stadium. Away from Shepherd. Plays it back in the centre circle to Cole. On the left foot, plays a high ball over towards the left-hand side where McDonough has remained. On the right foot, plays it to the near post. Looked like it was touched on by Cole. Chance is still there, but Avance is ground away and the whistle has been blown for a free kick. It could have been on McNulty or it could have been on McLaughlin. And a yellow card has been shown to Junior O'Keeney in that instance, but still 1-0 here. Now here comes Jamie McDonough to try and put a spark into this match. Cutting in from the outside and the inside, trying to play the outside of his boot and play through Darren Cole, but Cole's marshalled off the ball and it's cleared as far as McNamee. McNamee's chested pass towards Harkin doesn't come off and it's allowed Buckley to bring the ball forward 40 yards, shoots from distance, and that's a good save from Peter Cherry, the first one he's had to make in this fixture. And we are 58 minutes gone in this game. Free kick's going to be taken by Barry McNamee. Options to cross this one into. He's about 45 yards away from the goal line. And there's an opportunity for Derry. And instead of putting his head in, Owen Toll tried to hit it with his boot. And it's gone past his foot and out for a goal kick.
Well, that was a great chance. Owen Toll, he scored in the first half. And McNamee's put that ball in a six. I think he just needs to
referee's
wave
play on. Conor McCormick takes a free kick quickly, gives it to Tully. Tully forward to Rainsford. Oh, but Darren Cole done really well. Darren Cole up over the halfway line. He scored against Waterford the other night. He's still got the ball at his feet. He's thinking about the shot. He does take the shot. And I think McNulty got a touch onto that there. But Ellie, when your spirits are high and you're driving forward, why not?
Definitely shaped up well. The court defenders were covering the players making their own. Parkhouse on one side.
Card Shepherd now picks things up. He's shown too much of that to Barry McNamee. He finds Junior O'Geady. O'Geady with a lovely flick into the path of Barry McNamee. Conor McCormick brings him to ground, and that's going to be a penalty to Derry City. Is that another booking, Eddie?
Well, I'm very surprised.
I don't think he was the last man, so.
No, but still, it's a free kick. It's a real.
It's a second yellow, and he's away. Conor McCormick sees red this time for bringing down Barry McNamee inside the box. So Cork reaches to 10 men with about 10 minutes left. Conor McCormick will play no further part in this fixture. Penalty to Derry City. Yeah. Jamie McDonough places the ball on the penalty spot. It's Jamie McDonough versus Mark McNulty. The referee's just making sure everyone's outside the 18-yard box. Jamie McDonough right footed would step up and it's saved. Save from McNulty. O'Keeney follows up and it's wide. That was a great save from McNulty. I thought it was going to nestle on the bottom corner, but Mark McNulty. Rainsford advances forward right to the edge of the 18 yard box. He's closely marshalled there by Darren Cole. Cole finds Jackie Harkin. Jackie Harkin gives to Parkhouse. Parkhouse inside his own half. He's braying forward. He's inside the 18 yard box. Unselfishly finds O'Keeney. O'Keeney on his left foot. Oh, but that's a brilliant challenge coming in from McCarthy to deny Derry a second goal. Barry McNamee picks it up, gives it unfield to Sloggett. Sloggett then finds O'Geady. Well, Paul was telling us he had very little for the highlights. He finds Kieran Cole and acres of space over on that left hand side, up over the halfway line. Cole inside Cork's half finds Parkhouse. I thought he had straight on the offside position, but he's managed to stay onside. He's inside the Cork 18 yard box. Junior O'Geady's shouting for it again. O'Geady shifts onto his right foot, finds Kieran Harkin. Parkin packed to McDonough. McDonough into the bottom corner. He makes up for his penalty miss. It's Derry City 2, Cork City 0.
Well, certainly there's no way back for Cork now with a minute and a half to go. But
so there you have it. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 2, Cork City 0.
Declan, a good way to punch back from Monday night's disappointment.
Well, Monday was a disappointment. It wasn't a disaster. It was a disappointment because we had 3 points in our hand and we opened our fist and let them take two of them out. But the one thing I can't say about these players is they're so determined. They're so focused. And you know, even when the expectation levels are on us tonight, because Cork are maybe having a tough time, you know, we rose up, and even when we didn't start the game in the positive manner that we finished it, we still came good again, and you know, that's testimony to every single one of the squad, because they have so much belief in each other, and rightly so. Some of the passing tonight, some of our passages of play, some of the opportunities we created was of the highest order, and it doesn't really resemble a team that's only been through together for 3.5 months. So delighted, absolutely over the moon, because listen, getting 3 points against Cork at any stage of the season is fantastic.
was that man Jamie McDonough played a massive part tonight in getting you there on 3 points.
Jamie was excellent. You know, he was excellent. As he'll be the first to tell you as well that everybody was. You know, I thought our back four and goalkeeper were outstanding. I thought our midfield three are so creative and so dynamic and so, you know, so fit and energetic. And then you have David Parkhouse, who at 19 years of age, listen, I couldn't wish for any more from David Parkhouse. And then you've Junior, that is just such a player that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen when he receives the ball. Jamie, his deliveries, his link-up play with Darren Cole was second to none.
Of course, you spoke during the week about the fans. They played their part again tonight.
Listen, we couldn't do this without our fans, because even when we were looking a wee bit fatigued, you know, I've turned around to the crowd behind me and asked them to give us a lift, and it was probably our best 10 minutes of the game because the fans pulled us along. And, you know, at that stage, Cork were well in it. They could have sneaked a draw. You know, Peter's had to make a save, but our fans pulled us through, and there's no doubt about that. You know, when the fans are seeing what they're seeing and our players are hearing what they're hearing from the stand, it's a brilliant club to be at.
You spoke at the start of the season about making this a fortress as coming back.
No, it's early days. Look, it's early days. We've lost two games at home, albeit against Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers. We want to nullify defeats at home, but, you know, as I say, we keep continuing to build on this squad. We keep continuing to build on our mentality as a football club, and we keep trying to get fans back that haven't been here in a while. And, you know, we just want to push on. If we look back on our defeats, we look back on our wins, we look back on our draws, then we're in a bad place. We got to just keep pushing on and keep showing people that as a football club, we really want to strive to get back amongst the big boys.
Thank you, Declan. Well done.
Sorry.